I want to thank the Lord today for allowing me to be on this radio station. I hope and pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing to you, that the Lord would speak to your heart and enlighten your eyes and give you a good understanding of what you need to do to be saved. If you've never been saved, I know the Word of God is a light under our path. And the Bible said, a lamp under our feet and a light unto our path. And the good Word of God is what lets us see ourselves. It's a mirror, it's a looking piece. And if we get honest as we hear the Word of God, then there's hope for us. And we can fix it. We can come to God if we've never been saved and repent and call on the name of Jesus for the remission of our sins. We can come unto Him, beg His mercy, realize that we're not worthy to even approach the throne of grace, that we're just so condemned in our hearts and ashamed to even approach Him because we're sinners and He's a holy and almighty God. If we'll come to Him like that with a repented heart, the Bible said with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, God won't despise that. When you come unto Him like that and you fall right down at His feet, confessing your sins, repenting of your sins, being sorrowful that you sinned against Him. And when you do that and you really mean what you're saying, He saves you just like you are. No matter what you've been into, no matter what your sins are, He'll forgive them all. He will deal with you. Just like we said before, only thing He won't forgive is the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit of God. But if you'll come to Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, He'll make you a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new to you when you get saved. You think about the man called Legion. Now, he had a problem with many demons, and they just overtook him. And there he lived among the tombs. And it seemed like there was no hope for that man. No doubt the people of the society there in the city, they knew about this man called Legion, and he cut himself with stones. He wouldn't even keep his clothes on. They bound him up with chains. They did all types of things. This man was vexed by the sin and by the devil, and he was just tormented all the time. But thank God the Lord knew the need of this man, and He went over to find him. And when He did, He knew where he was at. And he came to him, and the Lord dealt with him and spoke the word of God to him, and the man got saved. The Lord forgave him of his sin, made him a brand new creature in Christ Jesus, and all those things passed away from him. He no longer was that type of man that was called a lunatic. He no longer was vexed by the devil. No doubt, when he got saved, the Lord rebuked the devil. He took it all out of him and gave him something to live for. The Bible said when the Lord Jesus spoke to him, when the man believed on him, he got saved, he was clothed in his right mind at the feet of Jesus. And that's what happens when you get saved. When you see people, when they really get saved, they're a new creature in Christ. I mean, they're at the feet of Jesus. They're looking unto the hills from which cometh their help, the help coming from the Lord. And there they are, depending on Him, leaning on Him, wanting to hear from heaven, wanting Him to speak to their hearts. And they got a glow on their face because of what's going on the inside. That's what makes the outside even change. You can change the outside. You can purdy it up. You can do all type of things. But yet if the heart has not been forgiven, if the heart is still evil, if the heart is still in sin, it won't do anything for you. I tell you, it changes your way of thinking, but it don't change your heart. And so when you get saved, it gets right down into the heart. He gets to the root of the problem. And when we get down to the root of the problem, and when we get our sins forgiven, and we get honest with the Lord, and then we'll have joy unspeakable and full of glory. We'll have the Lord on the inside of our hearts now. We'll have the Spirit crying, Abba, Father. Man, we have something to live for. We have something to be happy about because He's on the inside. And He gives us joy and peace like the world cannot give. And he just makes our outside change. You know, when you get saved and when your burden of sin has been lifted, I mean, people look and see that and they say, look, that person, boy, they seem happy. Look at them, and they happy, and they got peace, and they have joy. And the sinners of the world to say that's what I want, that's what I need. And if they really get honest about themselves and they begin to help them realize what they really need to do, to get saved and all of that gives them hope. And thank God for that. Thank God for true testimonies of those that has truly been saved and living for the Word of God and living for God. And that's what God wants us to do. Our lives are to be a living testimony. The Bible said our lives are reading epistles known and read of all men. And like my pastor's preached for many years, and he's preached about how people will, they may not read the Bible, but they will read our lives. And they are reading our lives. Our lives are reading epistles. And we need to think about that, how we conduct ourselves and what we say, how our conversation is, all types of things. You may not say, well, I don't say no bad words or this or that. And that's good. But yet, how's your attitude or how's your expressions and how do you handle things? And our behavior is very important. And when we say that we're Christians and when we profess to be Christians, we ought to live it and be a good example of a Christian, because that's what gives the people that's not saved, the sinners of the world, and they need that. They need to see that there's something real and that God is true. And there is not to be hypocritical. That's what turns people away from church and turns them away from God, because mankind has been hypocritical. And a lot of Christians have been hypocritical about certain ways and about things in their lives, and it's a hindrance to precious souls being saved, and it's a hindrance for revival. And the Bible said if you're saved, then you need to come back to Bethel, renew your vows if you're not right with God, and let God revive you, and let God just bring you up, and let God just forgive you and cleanse you and use you again, because the Bible said the fields are white and ready to harvest, but the labors are few. There's a very few laborers, very few that's really out there and laboring in the Lord. And the Bible said if we'll labor in Him, the Bible said then our works will not go up in smoke. It's when the fire's put to it, when God looks on us and He examines us, you know, and we will stand before Him one day at the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for every deed done in the body, whether it be good or whether it bad. And the Bible said the Lord's going to deal with us. He's going to try every work, every labor, what sort of it is. And He's going to put the fire to it. And if it stands the fire, it's going to be purified, and it's going to be made known that this was of God. This is what God used us to do. But if it's of our flesh, then it's going to go up in smoke, and it's not going to be worth anything. And so we want to labor in the Lord, and we want to fight the good fight of faith, like Paul said, and run this race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank God I know that it's not me doing the work, and I know it's God in me. I know that if I preach the word and if it's effective, then it's because it's the hand of God that's on me, not because I'm worthy of it, but I'm trying to give my heart to Him. I'm trying to look at myself, examine myself, and be honest with God and cleanse myself every day from any type of thought, any type of sin that may just have thoughts of foolishness or whatever it might be, any kind of bad attitude. I'm praying every day, God, forgive me. Help me, Lord, be the man that You'd have me to be. Help me be the Christian You want me to be. Help me be the preacher I should be. Help me be the father I should be. Help me be the husband I should be. God, have mercy. I got a long ways to go, but I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. God, have mercy. The Bible said that's good. That song said, just plant my feet on higher and holier or ground. I want to press on, and I want to fight like just on press on, because it won't be very long until we reach the land of song. And the Lord tells us, He encourages us to fight the good fight and press on that upward way. Just keep on going. The Bible said, don't come past this mountain. He told them, when He was talking to Moses and the children of Israel, why are you compassing this mountain? Why are you just continuing to compass this same old mountain? It's time to go on northward. It's time to go and go into the promised land. It's time to go through, fight the battles that need to be fought. Just be willing and ready to go. There's going to be many adversaries, but just keep on keeping on. Keep on pressing on that upward way. And thank God we're going to reach that land of song. We're going to go into the promised land. Thank God the Lord is He's got something better for us, thank God. Paul said, he said, if I had hope in this world only, I'd be like all men, most miserable. Thank God, he said, I got the blessed hope on the inside. He know there was a better day coming. He know the Lord saved the best to last. And thank God, one day we're going to get up out of this old vile body. There's going to be a resurrection. Thank God, he's going to come. The rapture of this church is going to take place. The Bible said, and Jesus said, the dead in Christ is going to rise first. That's what Paul written to the church of Corinth in Corinthians 15. He said that the dead in Christ is going to rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Thank God, one day I'm going to get out of this old vile body. One day, thank God, I'm going to heaven. But while I'm here, I'm going to fight a good fight. I'm going to do what it takes to please God. I'm going to do what it takes to win precious souls. I tell you, I want souls to be saved. God gave me a burden for precious souls, and I want people to get saved. I want to be able to have the eyes of Jesus and the heart that Jesus had and the mind that Jesus had. I want to have that in me, because he looked out on the multitude and saw that they had no shepherd to lead them. They had no food. They were going to perish by the wayside by hunger. And thank God, he looked on the multitude, and he was moved with compassion, and he began to ask the disciples, what do you have here? What do we have to feed this great multitude? They said, Lord, this is a great multitude. We just have a handful of fishes. We have a few loaves of bread, and that's all we got. Lord, send them away and let them go into the city and find food. He said, if you do, they're going to perish, and they can't help themselves. And so he said, cause them to sit down in groups of no doubt just 50s or how many of those that they had. They sent them down in groups, and the Lord began to pray. He blessed it, and he broke up the fish and the bread, and it was enough to go around, had some left over. Thank God, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. And if we'll just listen to him, if we'll just open our hearts to him, the Lord will use us to be able to reach a multitude of people. Multitude upon multitudes of people are listening to this today, this radio broadcast. And my prayer to God is for you today, if you're not saved, if you're miserable, you're beat down in sin, it's overtook you, and there you are, and you need help, and you need a Savior. He's there for you. You just got to get honest, repent of your sins. And then I'm speaking to some that are sinners, and they think, well, I'm really not that bad of a person. I've been to church all my life, and I've joined the church, and I've been baptized in the water, and I've been trying to do good. But yet, if you never had that born again experience, if you never had that experience and personal experience in grace, then you're not saved. You can turn over a new leaf. You can try to live good. You can try to do right. But thank God, listen to me today. The Bible said that will not get you to heaven. That the Bible said in the book of Titus, it's not a work of righteousness that we have done, but it's what Jesus done. And you got to plead the blood of Jesus. You got to believe on the blood. You got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and with all your heart, and see yourself. If you don't see yourself, if you don't come to God with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, you will not get saved. I see many of them come down to the altar. I see them. They'll have a little prayer, but their heart's not broken, crushed. I know that's between them and God, but the Holy Spirit gives you understanding. He don't put you in the dark. The Bible said he gives us understanding. He said to know the flock that's among you. Know them. And when you do, he makes it known. He gives it to you to be able to help them and to pray for them. The Bible said you got to get real. And I tell you, you've tried many of things. You've tried it before. But let me tell you, this time you need to get down and really pray. And you need to really look at yourself. And you need to get sorry that you sinned against God. And you got to realize you can't change your ways. You got to realize that you're hopeless and helpless without Christ. And when you'll come to him like that, and when you beg his mercy and forgiveness of your sins, and you call on that precious name, and when you really pour out your heart to him, he'll forgive you and he'll save you. He talked about it here. When all those he healed, and many of them, he talked about faith. It's by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God. You got to come to him. God bless you today. I see my time's come and gone. Write to me and pray for me. And God bless you in Jesus' precious name. And amen.